All right. So, hi, Mr. Hurd. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day for this interview. My name is Marissa Scholler, and I'm currently a student at James Madison University, and today I'm just going to be doing an oral history interview on you and your experiences owning a bookstore. So before we move on to the actual questions, so can you just give me a little bit of background information about yourself and Imagine Books?
Well, let's see. I was born in 1961. My dad was in the military, so we moved around a lot. Discovered an interest in reading very early, and have always been into books and used to work in bookstores for many, many years in San Antonio and worked in almost all of them. Became a teacher, and after I retired from teaching, I wanted to open a bookstore, and that was in 2011. And we opened Imagine Books and Records then, and very quickly became not just a bookstore and a record store, but also a music venue.
Oh, wow. That is really, really awesome. So do you guys have concerts and stuff like that? Like, I think one of my friends, one of her friends is in a band. I think they've performed at Imagine. So is it, is that definitely?
What's the name of the band?
Octahedron?
Oh, you know Elena, I bet.
Yes, that is who I know.
Yes. Actually, Elena was one of the early bands, she was in one of the early bands to play here called Envision Love, and that was before she formed Octahedron. Yes, Octahedron was just here for our fourth anniversary show along with five other bands,
and
we have concerts every weekend. In fact, I'm really proud of the fact that in the San Antonio Current music poll, we won Best Small Venue and Best DIY Venue in the city. And that was a really big deal for us. We've been putting a lot of effort into it. So we have bands every weekend, and we have bands from all over the country. We had our first band from Australia about 3 weeks ago. They're really great. They're called The Decline. They're a punk band, just really sweet guys. We have touring bands all the time. We have local bands playing here. This weekend we have a kind of a hip-hop show with a bunch of producers from a label that we're partnered with called Time Wheel. But every weekend we have something, and often, I remember one week where we had five shows in 7 days.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're quite a happening venue. That's really a big part of what we do.
Wow. So would you say that you guys have like a very wide range of ages that shop there at Imagine? And how does this like impacted the store? Like has this, you know, do you get like a bunch of people like wanting, you know, these kinds of books? What would you say?
Well, there's an airplane going overhead. I'm sitting. Let me go to my office because I was sitting outside, but it's kind of starting to get loud out here.
Okay.
Usually it's fairly quiet. There's some folks out here, and then hang on a second.
Okay.
The age range at the shop. Just 1 second, Risa.
Okay.
Well, I remember when we opened the store, there's a senior center near us, and the guy who owned the center back then said, oh, you're going to do great. The senior center's right there, and they buy a lot of books. And I remember telling him, if we have to rely on seniors, we won't last a month. You know, there's no way. We want young people here. And everyone says the same thing. Young people read? But actually, they're our life's blood. That's who reads, and that's who comes here. So while we do have a range of people who show up. Primarily, most of our customers for books and records are probably between the ages of, say, 17 and 25.
Wow, very, very cool. So, being that you've opened in 2011, it's not a very long time that you guys have been open, but, like, have you seen, like, a change in the types of people? Did it start out with seniors and then it kind of jumped? Is that kind of what happened?
Seniors never came, and seniors don't, you know, they don't really, I mean, like I said, they're not really an ideal customer for a bookstore. We have a dollar card out front,
mm-hmm.
and I put it out there mainly for the seniors.
Nice.
Because they come and buy a dollar book, and that's about their contribution to the shop, and that's what they like. And, actually, we started out, as I said, doing music pretty much right away in 2011. We had our first concert. I think by about April of 2012, the first young people showed up and asked to play here. So what has changed is we got all the young bands in. Once the bands came, everybody followed. And so really we're very grateful to all those bands and all those performers, and Elena was one of the first from Octahedron. And in fact, I don't know if you know, but Octahedron's doing really well. They're playing big stages, and I'm sure they're getting extraordinarily well paid over the place.
Oh,
but they still come back here because to them this is home.
Yeah.
And so we're really grateful to them. So all those bands that started out here, or they're almost starting out here, they continue to play at Imagine, even though we can't pay what those other places pay. There's no way, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a really wonderful community atmosphere.
That is really awesome. So what has been your most memorable moment working at Imagine? Like, do you have that, you know, one customer that's come in and asked about a book or something like that?
Oddly enough, probably my most memorable moment at Imagine wasn't anything to do with business. There's a performer here named Alex Williams, and she came here when she was 15, I think.
Oh my goodness, I think I know who you're talking about.
You know Alex? Okay, she's great. And she's played here many times.
Uh-huh.
And one night she came in and she said, "Hey, I have a song. Can we go to the office at some point? I want to play it for you." So we borrowed a guitar and came back here and closed the door, and just the two of us were sitting here. And she played this incredible song called "The Curse," and I was so touched that I was the first person to hear it. That we had this wonderful moment of, you know, like, I just listened to it and, oh, it's an incredible song. That's probably my favorite moment of all the moments at Imagine, was listening to that song. The two of us back here, it was just really beautiful. And but there have been many others. There have been many. Most of them are centered around performances. Customers, well, you know, people buy things all the time, but it's hard to keep track of a memorable, you know, purchase where somebody just went nuts. Except this one lady came in looking for something odd. It was a collection of Louis Armstrong hits.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked in the door, she looked everywhere, and Ezra was holding in his hand. And she said, "I've been looking for this. This is why I came. I've looked everywhere, online, everywhere."
Wow.
But it was right in front of her, so that was pretty memorable.
Wow, that is amazing. That is really, really amazing. Wow. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy how fate can happen like
chances?
That. Right?
Say again, I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying that the fate, how that, you know, things like that can happen sometimes. It's really, really
uh-huh.
cool. So
yeah.
So is there like a particular book that's like one of your favorites that kind of maybe inspired you? I mean, you say that you have been reading and that's been a huge, huge part of your life. So is there a particular book that made you want to open a bookstore?
No, I think that would be, well, you know what, maybe there is, it wasn't really something that made me want to open a bookstore, because I was already working in bookstores when I read it, but there's a book called Keep the Aspidistra Flying by
mm-hmm.
George Orwell.
Yeah.
And I remember reading it at a time when I was working at an old, you know, used bookstore. And it really seemed, the character Gordon Comstock, I think his name was, really struck a chord with me and probably reinforced this idea. But no, I can't think of a book that actually, you know, made me think of it, you know, initially. There must have been some stuff way in the past, but I've read so many books, it's hard to pick one.
Oh, awesome. But that's, I mean, that just, how much books have made an impact in your life is so, so awesome.
Oh,
and
tremendous,
then with,
yeah.
Yeah, and then with music and with having your, now having bands and stuff like that, and that must be cool. Do you think that's just such a cool thing, having so many young people coming to a bookstore, not only just for the music, but like for the books too, and how it's, I mean, that must be such a cool thing, having all these kids and, you know, my age, people my age coming in and be asking about, you know, the latest title or even like a vintage book.
Well, you know, that's, when I was teaching, I thought I was going to miss young people when I got the bookstore, but I knew who I wanted to come here. You know, I wanted this place to be cool enough that, you know, young people would want to come to it, and that's what we were aiming for all along. I mean, young people are the most interesting to me. Too often people, you know, my age have become jaded or just are no longer exploring. But young people are in exploration mode full time. Mm-hmm. And they're not jaded. And, yeah, they can be full of idealism, and sure, some of that idealism is going to fall by the wayside. But I admire it, you know. So unlike a lot of people, I've noticed some of my older friends and older people who are here who interact with them tend to talk to them a lot, but not listen as much. But I like listening to young people, and I get a lot of inspiration from them. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And on any given evening, you know, even when we don't have shows, we have a bunch of chairs outside, and there'll be 8 or 10 people just hanging out here drinking coffee. And many of them are sometime customers. Some never have any money, but they just come because this is their, you know, kind of home away from home.
Awesome. So, wow, I mean, that's just amazing. So I'm kind of just jumping to another, you know, subject, but,
sure.
Like, okay, so in your experience with working at bookstores, like, all your life and teaching and stuff, in what ways have you seen the book industry kind of change as more technology plays a role in our day-to-day lives, you know, moving over to the Kindle and things like that? Have people still come back to, do people continue to come back to books and things like that?
Oh, actually, I think the Kindle's very overblown. It wasn't a big, I mean, it's been tolerable in sales and such.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to inflate their figures when they report them because they include all the free downloads. But books have always been, you know, number one. I think they're going to be for a long time. So I don't think anybody ever left off buying books.
Yeah.
But the way it's changed is, when I was your age and I wanted to find a copy, I remember I was looking for The Ascent of F6 by Auden and Isherwood, and I finally had to hire someone to take an ad in a trade paper to find the book for me. Now, I mean, you know, I could just go on, you know, Amazon, eBooks, eBay, and Libris and find it in 10 seconds. So that's what's changed. That's the part of technology that has changed, and it's largely the availability of everything. So it's affected the value of books. Things that were considered more rare just because you never saw them are now common or more common, and the ease of access. You can find most anything. So now people have to want to go browse in a bookstore.
Yeah.
But browsing is a very special experience because when you walk into a bookstore, you don't really know what you're looking for, and you get to pick things up and look at them. But you don't really get that experience just browsing through Amazon. It's not the same. You go to Amazon to find that specific book mainly. So I've heard people. Also, I have to say, Amazon is a particularly cutthroat company, and they're rather brutal to their employees and brutal in the marketplace. So another thing that has changed is they have tried to dominate the used book sales as well as new book sales. So that certainly affected retailers like me. My earnings from Amazon have been cut by 75% over the last 2 years just because of how cutthroat they are. So we sell on Amazon, but it doesn't help us as much as it used to.
Yeah. And plus you get, you know, when you go to a used bookstore, you get that experience and that vibe and, you know, being able to, you know, find old books and books that may not even be on sale anymore, things like that. I mean, that has to be...
Well, it's kind of like when you look up a word online. If you look up a word online, you type it as best you can, Google corrects it for you, and there's your word. If you look up a word in a dictionary, as you're flipping through looking for that word, you're going to see something else like, oh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And same in an encyclopedia. If you use an encyclopedia and you're flipping pages, you're going to see something that's going to attract your attention while you're looking for your entry. Well, the Internet's very different. It's very specific. Its main virtue is that it gives you exactly what you want when you ask for it. Well, bookstore shopping is the same way. Amazon gives you exactly what you want when you ask for it. But the browsing experience means you could come in looking for Steinbeck. You don't find Steinbeck, but you look over and there's a book by C.P. Snow. It's like, well, what is this? You pick it up and suddenly you've discovered something new.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, and that's my. That's a really cool, fun thing about going to the bookstore. But
yeah, that's what I love about it.
So, what is your favorite thing about working at Imagine, like, and owning it and things like that? What is your favorite thing? I mean, there's got to be something that you, that one thing that you absolutely just love. And...
Well, we already talked about it. It's the young people who come here.
Young people.
They are full of, you know, great energy, and they're so interesting to talk to. But a close second to that would be the music. When I was their age, you know, the age of the performers here, all my friends, me, everybody had, we all had bands, and we were all performing, but there were venues always closing, and it was really tough to find a home, a place to play, and know that it would be there for very long. So it really makes me feel good now to be sort of on the sideline now, you know, behind the scenes, but to see that prosper, and not just in this store, but all over the city. There are lots of small venues now that are doing well, and the music scene itself is thriving. But I think we had a big hand in that, because when we started in 2011, it was just beginning to take off, just barely. So I really love the music scene here. The musicians are wonderful. I love the shows. So young people and shows, that's really my favorite thing about it.
That is, and that's so amazing. Like, with, you know, the best of both worlds, really, is you have your music, and then you get the books, and it's just, like, that combination is just so amazing. And I mean, you have such, this, Imagine has such an amazing vibe, and it's so cool. And I definitely love going there. It's someplace that I really, really enjoy.
I think part of that comes from the fact that, well, I mentioned all the young people who come here. Young people put this store together. My son Armand's friends, they really helped us when we bought our shelving from Borders, which was closing at the time. Mm-hmm. And we had about, literally, you know, a small army, like 20 of his friends that would come and helped us haul the shelves in, the counters in, helped us put things together, helped with everything. So a lot of love went into putting this place together, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it kind of kept that spirit. And we were grateful from the beginning for all the help. And so I think there's a feeling here of, like, love and gratitude, you know, that we kind of, you know, we all think we're very lucky to be here. You know, Armand, Ezra, Irma, me, we all feel like we're very fortunate to have this place and to have the people that are here coming by. You know?
And it's such an amazing place. I absolutely love it so
much.
Oh,
thank you, Marissa.
No, it's, I'm serious. Like, I'm, this is, I mean, it's just such an amazing place. But yeah, so thank you so very much for taking time out of your day to let me interview you.
Oh, my
pleasure.
Because
I mean, it's just such a pleasure, like, being able to hear your stories and everything. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Marissa. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.